Today we're all gathered for a Labor Day song fest presented by Karen Stratton and friends. Karen, it is all yours.
So, good morning and welcome to our service in honor of America's workers. This is not really going to be about the labor movement. It's about songs of the labor movement. The labor movement has sparked many songs to inspire workers and commemorate the struggles for better working conditions and pay. Because with any grassroots movement, song is always an integral part. Songs inspire us towards close community, we know that here, and also towards communal action. You'll find a lot of songs on protest marches, demonstrations. Churches always sing together. So labor songs often have a particular structure to tell a story. It's common to start with a chorus, then have a verse, then a chorus, then a verse. And usually the choruses are really easy to sing because people learn them by ear. And so we are going to be singing some songs with choruses, and you are welcome to sing along whenever you know what we're singing, but certainly not the choruses when it just repeats itself. But if you know the words to Joe Hill, you just go right ahead and sing with us. And that is our first song, Joe Hill. I want to tell you a little bit about him. Why is there a song, Joe Hill? He was a songwriter, itinerant laborer, and union organizer over 100 years ago. He was well known in what they called hobo jungles, on picket lines and at workers' rallies. And he wrote some very popular labor songs, and he was an agitator for the industrial workers of the world. So he really became famous, though, after a Utah court convicted him of murder. He was seen as a union troublemaker, and he was accused of killing two grocery store employees because he suffered a gunshot wound on the same day that they were killed. So later evidence suggested he was not guilty of those murders and that his story was that he was shot in a dispute over a woman. That story was probably true, but his appeals were denied, even though there was an international campaign to have his conviction reversed, and he died by firing squad in 1915. So he became a martyr, folk hero, and thanks to his song and his stirring call to his fellow workers on the eve of his execution, he said, "Don't waste time mourning, organize." So 10 years after Joe Hill died, Alfred Hayes wrote a poem called "I Dreamed I Saw Joe Hill Last Night." And then 10 years after that, Earl Robinson set it to music. And it quickly became an anthem for the labor music movement. So that's why we're starting with this song. The most well-known version of the song was sung by Joan Baez at Woodstock. We're not singing exactly that version because there's an extra verse that we're singing about the Utah conviction. And here, I want to introduce my friends to you today. This is Debbie Kay. Mm-hmm. You see we are dressed as union mates. And her brother and my friend Spencer Ehrman and my other friend Ted Kay. You know Betsy on the piano, and she'll be playing fiddle with us. And of course you know Don Merrick if you belong here. So, Joe Hill.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, a lie as you and me. Since I've been old, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. I never died, said he. In Salt Lake City, Joe, I saw him standing by my bed. They framed you on a burner's side.
Is Union Made, and these lyrics were written in 1940 by Woody Guthrie in response to a request for a union song from a female point of view. So the melody is actually a 1907 song called Red Wing, and this was adapted, the way music tends to evolve, from Robert Schumann's classical piano composition, The Happy Farmer. A little detail there. Woody Guthrie wrote this pro-union song during his time as a member of the Almanac Singers. Pete Seeger was also a member of that group, and he wrote, "I'm proud to say I was present when Union Made was written in June 40th in the little plain office of the Oklahoma City Communist Party. Bob Wood, local organizer, had asked Woody Guthrie and me to sing there the night before for a small group of striking oil workers. Early next morning, Woody got to the typewriter and hammered out the first two verses." So the song's final verse is on the role of women, was written later by other Almanac members, and it's definitely a product of its time, which was only 5 years after unions were even legalized, and most women were not in union jobs. So the verse goes like this: "You gals that want to be free, just take this tip from me. Get you a man that's a union man, and join the ladies' auxiliary. Married life ain't hard when you're carrying a union card. A married man has a happy life when he's got a union wife." So over time, that verse has been adapted or dropped, you might imagine. And an alternate version was written that we're going to be singing that goes like this: A woman's struggle is hard, even with a union card. She's got to stand on her own two feet and not be a servant of the male elite. It's time to take a stand. Keep working hand in hand. There's a job that's got to be done and a fight that's got to be won. So here's Union Maid.
There once was a union maid. She never was afraid of goons and geeks and companies, pigs and deputy sheriffs that made the raid. She went to Union Hall when meeting it was called, and when the Legion boys came round, she always stood her ground. She couldn't be fooled by a company stool. She'd always organize the guts, always got her way. When she struck for a better pay, she'd show her guard to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say:
started as a political slogan. It came from a speech given by Helen Todd, who was a women's suffrage and early women's rights organizer. She had a line in her speech about bread for all and roses too, and that's the first reference that we have. for that phrase, but now the phrase is associated with a successful textile strike in Massachusetts in 1912. It was often called the Bread and Roses Strike. The slogan paired bread and roses, meaning workers wanted both fair wages, bread, and dignified working condition, roses, which of course is still an ongoing struggle for workers everywhere. And Ted, turns out, has his own story about bread and roses.
Well, Mimi Farina, Mimi Baez Farina, Joan's younger sister, when she stopped performing, inspired by concerts that she participated in prisons, founded an organization called Bread and Roses to bring music to incarcerated populations. And she led that for the last 20 years of her life.
Thank you, Ted. Betsy? I have a note that you were going to move.
Oh, yes.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened creatures, a thousand new ones pray, a touch with all the nations, that a triumph undiscloses, for the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and
Well, you got to walk, that lonesome valley. You got to walk by yourself. Nobody here can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. So even if you don't know the words, you just sing them right back to me. Well, Daniel was a Bible hero. He was a prophet, brave and true, in a den of hungry lions. He showed what faith can do for you. Well, you got to walk that lonesome valley. Nobody here it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. Well, some folks say John was a Baptist. Some folks say he was a Jew. But the Holy Bible tells us Johnny was a preacher too. Well, you got to walk at Lonesome Valley. And we'll build that great big union by and by. Well, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk, you got to walk by yourself. Nobody here can walk it for you. You got to walk.
Labor Song Fest. It's Solidarity Forever. And this song was also written in 1915. That seemed to be a real hotbed of union songs. It's also a popular trade union anthem. It's sung to the tune of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. So at least you know the tune. And as we close today, I just want to make a plug for the fact that even though these songs are 50 to 100 years old, of course, rights for workers continue to be under attack. I was personally affected as a teacher by the Supreme Court ruling about unions and government workers who choose not to join the union. They don't have to pay dues anymore, basically, according to the Supreme Court, even though they benefit from the collective bargaining. So, you know, stuff's happening right now. If you're interested, Don pointed out to me there's a website called Portland Jobs with Justice. It's a labor community organizing hub. And you might find, if you're interested, opportunities to get involved, show your support in practical ways today. So, solidarity forever.
Thank you.
Williams as they never toiled to earn. But without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the Union makes us strong.
All your great singing, and we have a final hymn that is We Are a Gentle Angry People. You won't need your hymnal for this one either, because it's one of those repeating songs, and Don will let you know what the next words will be for the next verse. So please stand and join us, and We Are a Gentle Angry People.
People.
We are.